Skopos is the Greek word for aim or purpose. Listen to this edition of Skopos as Dr. Brett Larson helps apply the purposes of Scripture to our daily lives.
A simple internet search for articles about the change in work attire over the past 20 years reveals what we've all observed. The dress code, official or unofficial, for the workplace has changed drastically. While this subject seems pretty straightforward on the surface, I think there's a much deeper reason that a new generation of workers are rejecting the formality of the past. It all began in Silicon Valley in the 1980s and 90s when it became pragmatic and efficient for workers to simplify dress standards for the purpose of increased output and focus on tasks. Industry slowly followed suit as a pragmatic, task-oriented analysis of human assets slowly stripped away exterior pretense in favor of performance. The trend continued as tech CEOs and icons cited simplified dress as a way to minimize frivolous decisions and focus and place increased attention on the job at hand. The idea was a comfortable, more focused workforce would provide better productivity for many reasons. Fast forward to a new generation of workers, and that Silicon Valley trend morphed into a very real change in workforce norms when it comes to dress code. It makes one curious if there is something deeper happening with our younger workers. We need to remember that generations watched suit-wearing Wall Street slicksters rip off millions of people. They've watched movies and real-life suits take advantage of people, ruin people, and live largely immoral lives, all with the cover of a fancy suit. They've watched their parents give a lifetime of service to a company and the suits that ran it, only to have those companies throw them out like a piece of old machinery with little to no appreciation. And they've watched many men bear the title of pastor or Christian leader who wore a suit, yet did unspeakable things, lived a double life, or led with less conviction than the suit portrayed. So why do we scratch our heads or shake our heads when the new generation wants nothing to do with exterior slickness? In their minds, and somewhat in mine, they'd rather trust the blue-collar-looking honest farmer, tradesman, and the like. At least they are who they are. So what's the lesson here? The lesson isn't about attire. That's just a manifestation. The lesson is that, for the Christian leader, authenticity is what will keep a generation's respect and what will represent Christ well. Whether you wear a suit or dress or you wear jeans and a flannel, transparent, humble, impartial, and biblically sound moral judgment is what will impress a generation and reflect the truth of God's word. Remember that you can dress up anything for a season, but eventually, as my blue-collar grandfather would say, everything comes to roost. Live, lead, and reflect biblical integrity in all that God sets your hand to do.
Thanks for listening to Skopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Skopos online at wdcxradio.com.